Welcome back to Patriots Preview. Mark Bertrand and Chris Gasper in Foxborough. Time now to check in with Jeff Howe. He's brought to you by Rockland Federal Credit Union. At Rockland Federal Credit Union, free means free. Free online banking and debit card, no minimum balance and no monthly fee. Visit rfcu.com today and find a location near you. Jeff Howe joining us from Nissan Stadium in Nashville. Jeff, how goes it?
Oh, it's going. What a great week.
What day did you get down there, Jeff?
Wednesday morning, first thing.
All right. Jeff has been there since Wednesday, and how has the crowd of New England fans grown day by day?
It's been unbelievable. I mean, this is something that we expected for a couple of years, basically, but to see the way that the Patriots fan base has taken over this town, not just the last couple of days. I mean, honestly, the locals were telling me on Wednesday they couldn't believe how many people were already here. I've never seen anything like this. You know, the only thing that is even comparable is like a Super Bowl week.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, no, I had this week pegged as that. I knew this was going to be ridiculous down there. I've heard that there are thousands and thousands of fans there who don't even have tickets to the game and won't have tickets to the game, but have gone just for the atmosphere and the buildup, the same you would see in a Super Bowl week, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, I was talking to somebody 2 or 3 days ago, and they said they wouldn't be surprised if there were 40,000 Patriots fans at this game. And that was a local who has seen, I mean, these things happen down here because this is a destination type of city, more so in the last handful of years. The Philly fans did it earlier this season, but again, this has been unlike anything I've ever seen before.
All right, Jeff, so let's talk about the game itself. This obviously is a meeting of Malcolm Butler against his former team. Do you expect the Patriots to maybe pick on him today?
Oh, no question. I mean, he's given up 7 touchdown catches this year, 6 in zone, 6 in man, 1 in zone. I think like 229 total yards of touchdown catches. That's about 50 more yards than Stephon Gilmore has given up on all receptions this season. So, I mean, this guy is fighting it hard. And he was open and honest about it with me earlier in the week, just how he had just a horrendous first half. I can't say some of the words he was saying here on the radio, but he was, you know, really hard on himself. And I went up to him and I was like, hey, so how's your first season going? And he immediately was like, not too good, and kind of just started criticizing his play. And he has been biting a lot on double moves. He's been peeking into the backfield a little too much. He said,
Jeff, you there? We got you. We've lost Jeff.
No, Jeff.
I can still hear the stadium.
I know.
Though.
I can hear the stadium noise.
I can hear stadium noise. I just can't hear Jeff speaking. Okay. Well, he's back. There you go.
Right.
Go ahead, Jeff.
So he's, been biting on double moves. He admitted he's trying to get too many interceptions. And I asked him, I'm like, look, you know, I remember last year during that week 2 demotion when Eric Rowe started over him in New Orleans, you know, you were pretty open about the fact that the impending contract status was weighing on you a little bit. You were pressing a little too hard. Is this sort of like a similar situation where now you're pressing too hard because you got that contract? And he said, yeah, there's probably something to that. So this is a guy who is, again, fighting it hard. And if you can see what the problems are, again, a guy biting on the double moves, being a little too aggressive, trying to make too many plays. I mean, who runs double moves better than guys like Julian Edelman and Chris Hogan? So Tom Brady is definitely going to be looking to that stuff.
Is he being used any differently down there than he was here, Jeff? Do you get any sense from the Tennessee people that they're using him differently? And do they have any buyer's remorse at this point?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Vrabel's been honest about it, too. And he wasn't – he got asked. Vrabel got asked earlier this week if he would consider benching Malcolm Butler. And he said no. I mean, they're not at that point yet. And obviously he does need to turn it around. But there was – you know, I talked to John Robinson about him and the scouting process and the evaluation process and why, you know, you give up, why'd you give him this contract? I mean, obviously the contract, $61.25 million, is a sign that they were infatuated with him. I said, was there any sort of hesitation because of what happened in the Super Bowl? And he said he wouldn't tell me who he spoke to, but he said he spoke to plenty of people about all of those situations, and they were comfortable enough with him, obviously, to sign him. But in terms of the remorse, no, I haven't gotten any of that. The team has really rallied around him. I mean, he's a very popular guy in the locker room. He's been able to lean heavily on guys like Logan Ryan and Kevin Byard and guys like, you know, Brian Arakpo and You know, there's a good veteran group around him that, you know, again, they're gravitating toward him to try to lift him up.
Jeff, are we going to see the return of Sony Michel today for the Patriots?
Yeah, it sounds like it. This will be a good test for him against that front. So, you know, the Patriots need it. You can't. What Cordero Patterson has done in that slash-type role the last couple of weeks has been impressive, probably better than anybody could have expected, but you need to add a traditional element to that running game, and Sony Michel's basically the only guy they've got to do that right now until Burkhead comes back.
Where are we on Gronk, Jeff, in your mind? I mean, is it just, are they being cautious with him? The expectation is that he will not play. I know that he's at the stadium. But where are we in terms of his injury situation? And is this just caution, or is he going to be sort of week to week the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think it's at this point probably overly cautious. But, you know, the other side of that is, and I think to kind of verify that, I mean, would you put him on a plane if you really were that overly concerned with his back? I mean, I know mm-hmm. they sit in more comfortable seats on planes than we do, but that's still not something that you want to put a guy through, putting him on a plane twice in basically 24 hours, you know, I would think. And then the other side of it, you know, I wonder if this wasn't going up into the bye, you know, would you put him out there today? And I say that because if you sit him today, you obviously get a chance to rest him even more the next couple of weeks, and then you're looking at almost a month between games for him. So, you know, we're sitting here asking every single week, why isn't Gronk producing, you know, the touchdown numbers from week two on? And is it the ankle? Is it the back? Is it the double coverages? Is it this? Is it that? Well, you know what? Now you have a chance to at least try to rule out some of the nagging injuries that have crept up more and more over the last 3 to 4 weeks.
He is Jeff Howe. Give him a follow on Twitter at Jeff P. Howe. And, of course, read him at The Athletic. Jeff, thanks for the time.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one.